The search engine, the humble search engine.
Mm.
We've mentioned Google a fair bit over the past 2 years of the podcast. We've talked about Google being in a precarious position with the rise of AI. And we've mentioned this in many contexts, but we have had a few requests of people being like, rather than talking about it in little bits and pieces and dribs and drabs, give me the straight dope on search engines.
Mm.
The classic Google search box. What's going on with it?
What's up with searching the internet?
How did that get there? Mm. Open up my browser and it's there. Who put that there? And what's happening to it now?
Well, obviously before Google, we've been over this, so we're just going to go quick because people know this story already. Before Google, the way that you made a search engine, i.e. Yahoo, this kind of gear, was you had a bunch of people manually tagging websites, categorizing them via tags, so that when you know you searched in Yahoo or whatever, that list of categorized websites would pop up. The Google insight was pretty simple. The number of websites is going to grow exponentially. There's got to be a better way.
Yeah. So, the first site to actually have search, as we kind of understand it today, was Alta Vista.
Mm.
That's an old school one. That was the first one to introduce the idea of a web crawler, which is, you know, an algorithm that would just trawl through pages, click on links, and then index the next page that came up whenever it clicked a link. So it would open a page, click every link on there, and just index every single page that appeared. And that was a really quick way to basically map out the entire web. Because before that, as you kind of mentioned, the internet was not really that many websites. You could have some like human curation, because that's what Yahoo was. It was curation. There's a whole bunch of websites out there. We're going to tell you the ones that you should read if you're interested in tech or you're interested in sport, DIY.
Mm.
Fantasy literature. There's a lot of that going on the early internet, I can tell you right now. But Alta Vista was the first one that automated that process, but it was still like difficult to organize. Like you had all these websites indexed, but how would you know what websites are good? Like is something actually good information worth clicking on? You know, is the Microsoft website of the exact same value as like some guy's blog? Who knows? But Google solved that issue with PageRank. And this is the engine of Google's success. And I'll put it to you, maybe the thing that ruined the entire world. If you can look at one technology that ruined the planet, destroyed it, left us atomized, alienated in our own little filter bubbles, unable to interact or connect with another human being, it was Google's PageRank. I'm calling it right now.
I like that theory. I'm keen to investigate it further. So PageRank, it's just trying to guess. The page that's most likely to be the one you're searching for was the initial idea, right? Is the most relevant web page to your search.
Yeah. Obviously, since then, PageRank has introduced a few other factors. I would certainly hope that all the people that have working at Google are introducing new technologies and new ideas to PageRank. Mm-hmm. But the fundamental one is that if there's a lot of websites that link to one website,
it has high authority.
Has high authority, and that one website is probably relevant, probably valuable. And that way you can curate without having human beings interacting with the process. Obviously, there are issues with that, which we're going to get into as we now talk about the end of the search era, or maybe like the end of the classic search era could be happening. But yeah, that was basically the fundamental thing that Google solved. And everything else that Google has built over the past 20 years has been off the back of that innovation.
Mm.
They built that, and then on top of that, they built AdWords, which revolutionized the advertising industry by making it possible to put marketing and put ads and sell them against keywords. If someone is searching for X, you can see my ad. That's an absolute money printing machine that has made Google and now Alphabet one of the wealthiest companies on the planet.
Mm. Yeah. So 60% of their revenue comes directly just from search ads of Google's revenue. So 60% of all the money they make is when you search for something, all of the friggin' ads that you see, it's coming from that. Another 10% is from advertising partners, and another 10% is from YouTube ads. So we're talking about like 80% of their business is basically ad revenue that started with the Google search ads. If you're listening to this, did you know there's another world out there where you get a second episode of Down Round a week?
Yep, it's called Down Round Premium.
That's right, and there's no interruptions.
No interruptions, no ads, two episodes a week, including the free one you're getting right now, plus another one.
Yep, $7 a month, not a week, a month, downround.net. Downround.net, instant access to the whole back catalog as well. You've got so much to catch up on.
There's so much. Get around it.
Mmm.